Now, ladies and gentlemen, the CKLW Top 100 of 1969.
CKLW, the Motor City. 15.
We're into the top 15 of the countdown. This is the Fifth Dimension. Wedding Bell Blues on the Big 8.
I look at you and see the passion eyes of May.
Eyes of May.
Oh, but am I ever gonna see my wedding day?
Wedding day.
I was on your side, Bill, when you were losing. I never scheme or lie, Bill.
Didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Kind of tongue-in-cheek for Johnny Cash. Good enough to get him to number one on the CKLW Big 30 and the number 14 spot on the top 100 of 1969. From Atlanta, Georgia, he's feeling dizzy. He's got lucky number 13. It's Tommy Rowe. Recorded in 1960, but not a hit until 2 years later in 1962. Then he went into the Army for a few years and didn't come out till 66, started making hits again. Tommy Rowe was back on the scene in 1969 with the number 13 song of the year. That's Dizzy. Wow. It's a lot of info. It's the top 100 of 1969 countdown. I'm Charlie O'Brien. We're getting into the best songs of the countdown, hitting all
all the way to number one, and we'll have a special guest announcing our number one song of the year. Back with number 12, it's a Motown sound that debuted in May and spent 2 weeks at the top of the chart. Next. This is the CKLW Top 100 of 1969 Countdown, brought to you by the Streams Hi-Fi radio app for iOS. Download it today on the Apple App Store.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. And together, we turn great ideas into reality by accessing our networks, our experience, and the best of ourselves to make a difference. Around the world, Rotary brings leaders together to build new friendships and to solve problems. Like in Austria, where generations work side by side to build sustainable housing and community centers. In India, volunteers run a mobile blood bank to help provide a steady blood supply for their local community. And in Taiwan, people are working hard to get vulnerable citizens the support and services they need. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the CKLW Top 100 of 1969.
CKLW Motown Sound.
2 weeks at number one for Junior Walker and the All-Stars. And what does it take to win your love on our top 100 of 1969? British soul band The Foundations came out with Build Me Up Buttercup in 1968. It was good enough to make the 1969 year-end review at number 11.
Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
But you're late, I'll wait around and then bye. me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down? But I love you still, I need you,
I need you
more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So
build me up,
buttercup, don't break my heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know, although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you
build me up,
buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
BigAradio.com and Charlie O'Brien counting down the top 100 of 1969 for the first time ever. A song that was released in the UK the day after the death of band member Brian Jones was announced. It was a non-album single. It hit number one on both sides of the Atlantic. It's the Rolling Stones at number 10 and Honky Tonk Women.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
summertime song that stayed on the charts long enough to make it to number 9 on the year. It's Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline on Big8Radio.com.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Top 10, heading to number 1 with a special guest to announce our top song of the year. That's Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, Good Times. Never seemed so good at number 9, the Rolling Stones, at Honky Tonk Women at number 10. I'm Charlie O'Brien, counting down the biggest songs of 1969. Remember, we'll have a special version of the Top 100, a souvenir edition that you can download from our website, coming up Monday, right after the countdown. It's the fourth song of the countdown for Creedence Clearwater Revival. Song 8 is next on the Top 100 of 1969 Countdown.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
CKLW 888.
Hard to believe they had four songs in the top 100. They had one more they charted that year that did not make the year-end countdown. CCR have to be the group of the year. Number 8, Green River. And the final Diana Ross song is a Supreme. It's number 7 on the top 100 of 1969. Someday, we'll be together.
Gentlemen, you're listening to the CKLW Top 100 of 1969.
CKLW, the Motor City.
This time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use? Hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't
guess you're lonely now. Love's coming to an end, but darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
This is the top 100 of 1969 countdown on BigEightRadio.com. Number 6 belongs to the Flying Machine and Smile a Little Smile for Me. And maybe the penultimate summer song from August of 1969, it's number 5. Hot Fun in the Summertime with Sly and the Family Stone.
End of the spring and here she comes.
Quirks, a former DJ, San Francisco record producer early on in his musical career, of course, best known as the leader of Sly and the Family Stone, Sylvester Stewart, with Hot Fun in the Summertime, number 5 song on the top 100 of 1969. Got some legendary Detroit funk from George Clinton and Funkadelic. It's number 4 straight ahead on the top 100 of 1969 countdown on the Big 8.
My daughter Brinley is here at St. Jude. Coming here was literally life or death, and it was so scary. But St. Jude is fighting for one goal, like this one mission, life. And that gave us hope. We haven't received a single bill from St. Jude, so I really can just focus on what's best for Brinley.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the CKLW Top 100 of 1969.
CKLW.
Yeah.
biggest songs of 1969 with Funkadelic at number four. And I'll bet you, you can't guess who our special guest will be, announcing our top song just minutes away. But right now, number three, it's the Archies, Sugar Sugar, on the top 100 of 1969 countdown.
Sugar.
Cartoon characters came to life on TV. The song was written by Jeff Barry and Andy Kim. The voice was Ron Dante, the Archies, and Sugar Sugar. Number three, the biggest songs of the year are straight ahead right here. Number two, Motor City Temptations own it. I can't get next to you.
Hold it. Listen.
and gentlemen, the Pat St. John Show.
CKLW, the Motor City.
Well, now I'm on Sirius XM's 60s on 6. But back in 1969, I was on the Big 8, and it's my pleasure to introduce the number one song of the year, Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye by Steam.
Song on the countdown, Steam, Na Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye, and a big thank you to Big 8 Jock. And now on the Sirius XM 60s on 6, Pat St. John for being part of our countdown today and helping us introduce the number one record. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, the full replay of the Top 100 of 1969 begins at 12 noon Eastern Time on Big8Radio.com.
CKLW, Million Dollar Music.